curated to encourage leaders at all levels to be their best selves and to bring a fresh, curious perspective to today's issues in business and culture. Our goal is to equip listeners with the resources to always move forward.
Welcome to the Always Forward Leadership Podcast. I'm Carla Sones, and I'm here today with the great Ron Kitchens. How are you doing today? How are you doing today, Ron?
I think I only get the great because we're recording this the day before my birthday.
Well, so, that is certainly going to be a great day.
That will be a great day.
So today, Ron, we're going to dive in and talk about something that you really talked quite a bit about in your book, Uniquely You. But we're going to dive in and talk about courage today. So I'm just going to throw it right back at you because I know this is an area that you have spent a lot of time talking with different leaders about how to overcome this idea of fear and how courage plays a really big role in being successful as a leader.
Courage is one of those things that when we say, tell me somebody who's courageous, and we all come up with, depending on your age, you know, it's either The Rock or John Wayne, or it's this image of the bigger than life personality. And the reality is courage is the mom who gets up at 4:30 in the morning to get everything ready for her kids to go to school. And then she's going to work and, you know, she's got the courage to do it every day and not quit. And so we have this myth about courage. Courage is really, it's not the absence of fear, but it's deciding that there's things more important than giving in to the fear. And, you know, we deal with a lot of leaders that we're mentoring and speak to lots of groups and coaching. And, you know, I think the fear holds a lot of people back. And it's what I try to convey is the fear is part of the process. Overcoming that anxiety, that fear. You know, we have a society that is between, you know, now legal marijuana and legal anti-anxiety medicine and, you know, Jack Daniels. We're all self-medicating. You know, the U.S. is 5% of the world population, but we're 80% of the buyers of opioids. And a lot of that's coming out of this fear of the unknown and anxiety. So we don't need John Wayne to lead us on this. We just need to know there's things that are bigger than the fear that we've got to use to overcome. It's to embrace the anxiety.
Ron, I like how you said that courage is really about acknowledging that fear and choosing to move past it in order to do pretty much what you're called to do. And for you, I know you felt really called to write a book recently. And I know that our listening audience is really going to enjoy the book. But one of the things that's so beautiful about the book is you told a lot of stories about your own personal life and your own personal journey that you hadn't really shared a lot of those stories before. And I know as you were working through that, it must have taken a lot of courage to not only write another book, but write one that's so personal. Can you talk about, you know, why you decided to do that and just what you had to do to have the courage to really put yourself out there in quite a vulnerable place as a leader?
So thanks for that. That was very nice. But it really came out of this idea that I was living in fear, that I had achieved enough success that my success looked like the success of people who I perceived were elite. They went to better colleges. They had, you know, whole families. They had, you know, I saw their highlight reel and I felt inadequate every day, despite the fact that in some cases, my success had surpassed by man's measures their success. And it was about this pivot point that I came to the conclusion that the only way I could overcome my fears and lead at a level that I truly believed God had put into me, to lead at that level, I had to acknowledge all of those things that I felt like were holding me back. And, you know, as we're recording this, you know, there's the Jeff Bezos story of the National Enquirer by Bezos' beliefs was trying to blackmail him. And that, you know, the number one thing he could do is take away their power. And to take away their power, he had to acknowledge that they were doing it. And this was a lot for me about taking away the power of my fears and putting them in the daylight and acknowledging them. Now, the book, I mean, most people don't feel compelled to do this in 50,000 words, but when I would tell these stories individually or in small groups, the number of people who would come up to me and say, oh my gosh, that's me. For years, I didn't talk about the fact that I had a learning disability. So I'm dyslexic. And so when it didn't get diagnosed till I was in college, and then it wasn't, you have dyslexia, and here's what the issue is that you have a learning disability, and so we're going to accommodate you on that. Well, I always felt humiliated by it. So I never told anybody. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't acknowledge it to my mother. I didn't do any of that till I mentioned it speaking to a group of college athletes. And I had three of them come up, and these are great big football players, college football players. Three of them come up with tears in their eyes to tell me that they too felt stupid and how humiliated they were. And so they wouldn't tell the school that they had it and were struggling in class because of it. And I thought, if I've been given a gift and if I don't share that gift, then I'm going to show up at the pearly gates with one more reason that I didn't live up to my potential. And so I think I have to share these things because there's somebody who needs to hear it so they can live to their full potential. And that really is what it's about. And it's uncomfortable and it's hard. But the truth is, I'm at a point in my life that I believe my mission in life is to see how many leaders I can lift up and grow. That's going to be the success indicator for the rest of my life and my career.
That's awesome, Ron. And I know one of the stories that I've heard you tell, and I know you wrote about in the book, is about your dear Truman's Tacos. And I want you to tell that story just briefly. But the reason I want you to tell that story is because the Truman's Taco story came about in a point where you were scared. You were scared about the future. You were scared about how to provide for your family. And instead of letting that fear and that anxiety kind of cause you to take a back seat and become in some ways compliant or depressed, you really said, like, I have to take the bull by the horns and I have to come up with something that I know I have a safety net. So Truman's Taco is one of the great stories of Ron Kitchen. Share it with the Always Forward Leadership audience.
We've shared the full story on the podcast, on the episode that talks about having a side gig, a side hustle. But for me, I was at a point in my life that I had achieved success beyond my dreams. Literally, my to-do list was empty. I was really feeling like I was there, but I was also feeling like it could be taken away. And that's part of my kind of fears in my life is, you know, I grew up at a point where, you know, the reason I'm so committed to helping people find jobs is because I knew growing up that every person, every family that I looked at that had what I wanted had one thing in common. They all had jobs. And that the worst thing that could happen to you was losing your job. Because you lost your power, you were humiliated, particularly for men, because we identify too much with our jobs. It is the fear that keeps me awake at night. And it became to the point that was almost debilitating, that it's all I could think about was, what am I going to do? How will I take care of my family? How will I get past this? And, you know, I had a great management coach at the time who said, you know, what would you really do? Let's talk about this. And so I had just been to Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard on a business trip. And I bought a Black Dog t-shirt. And the whole reason I went there was to buy this Black Dog t-shirt, which if you've ever seen is a Labrador Retriever, picture of a Labrador Retriever. That's this restaurant that they sell far more t-shirts than they sell burgers and beer. And so I said, well, if I'm going to do something, I'll go in the t-shirt. The tacos and beer business will be Truman, who was my dog who just passed. Then we'll go into that business. And he said, all right. You know how to do business plans. You do them all the time. Create a business plan. And so what I figured out was to do that, I needed to have about $80,000 to create the business. I knew where to go put the business. I'm going to run it in Saugatuck in the summer and Florida in the winter. We had it all figured out. And I still have that business plan and I keep it up to date. But it was the fact that I knew that I was then in control. That if it all fell apart, I still had a place to go, that my family wasn't going to go hungry, we'd be okay. And it was that that gave me the power to do my own job better because I went from feeling like a victim to feeling like a victor. And that really is how I had to get past my fear and keeping it written. And every year, every December, I look at that and I update it and change it because it's part of my being a victor.
I think it's really awesome because a lot of times we think of great leaders and we think of things that they have done or that they've talked about doing. Like we hear the story of the Truman's Tacos and we think, wow, Ron took the time to create another business if he ever needs it. And that's so awesome. And he's so courageous for all the different kind of things that he has in the fire. But really, it came out of a fear.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we forget sometimes as leaders is that the great things that other people have done are often coming out of a place of fear, or I need to do something because I'm scared, or I need to provide, and it's uncomfortable. And that looks like courage to others, but inside, it doesn't feel like you're doing the most courageous thing at the time. It's usually a retroactive thing that you look back and say, that took a lot of courage to do.
And understanding that the only way to get to success, however you define it, is through your own fears. It's not through somebody else's fears. It's not through somebody else's path, which is why we named the book Uniquely You, was because your story is unique. You can't copy my story. You can learn from it. And that's why we put these things out there, because I hope you learn from it and realize, well, if I can talk about, you know, my learning disability, then you can talk about yours, that it's not fatal. It's actually fuel. But your story is unique to you, and don't copy mine or think that my path is your path. What we do have in common is the only way to get to success is through our fears and through those roadblocks. Because the only other way is exit. You cannot chase and challenge your fears, but then you're exiting from your own future. And we all kind of know those people that we feel sad for who they almost once were. And in a lot of cases, it's because they made the decision to opt out. And there are things you should probably opt out of, but your own greatness shouldn't be one of those things that you cancel on yourself.
And fear can really hold you in a hostage situation if you allow it to. And if you don't embrace some of those things, you can really be held hostage. And just even putting words to them and naming them and talking about them can be really powerful to be able to break through and take some ground back.
And having that person you can talk to about it. You know, if you don't have that person in your life, I mentioned that I use a management coach a lot because I need somebody to talk to about that. But if you don't have that friend, a family member, call me. My phone number's in the back of the book on purpose. My cell number is in this book for the hopefully tens of thousands of people that read this book to call. Because once you say your fear out loud, sometimes it sounds pretty silly. And you just need somebody you can confide in to go, okay, we know the simple way through this. Turn the light on. If you're scared of the dark, just turn the light on. And sometimes that is saying, you know, my turn my light on is, you know what? I have a learning disability. I have dyslexia. And so there are certain things that I am never going to be good at. The form of dyslexia I have, I am never going to be good at learning a language, learning a second language or music. My grandfather and my uncle were both professional musicians at points in their life, and they were both really disappointed that I didn't have it. Well, now we know I didn't have it because I can't read music. It's impossible because I don't see the notes. But once we turn that light on, it gives you the ability to go be great and awesome at other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, I just really appreciate your courage as you wrote this book. And I know it took a lot of vulnerability to put some of these stories down on paper and to ultimately throw them out into the world and to see how the world received that and you as a leader. And I think it's amazing. And I know it was uncomfortable at times. Chapters were written and thrown out.
They were.
Because they were too uncomfortable. And then they were put back in because the whole point of the book was to be uncomfortable. And just want to congratulate you on releasing that book coming up and sharing your stories with the world.
Great. So May 21st, it hits the world. And if the listeners want to buy a copy, that's great. I hope you do. If it has impact on your life, I hope you share that with us. If you hate something about it, keep it to yourself. It's just my life, and it's not right or wrong. It just is.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Ron, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for joining us. We hope today's conversation inspired you to keep moving forward on your leadership journey. To connect with Ron, you can tweet him at Ron Kitchens or send him a message via ronkitchens.com. If you are listening via iTunes, please leave a review. It really helps us connect to you, grow our impact, and keep moving always forward.